Pridex participants report no disruption from shutdown, written by Holden Mann, and read by an automated voice. The federal government shutdown had no notable impact on logistics or planning for the upcoming GRID X8 grid security exercise. ERO stakeholders, including Michael Ball, the new CEO of the Electricity Information Sharing and Analysis Center, said during a November 17 media call. GRID X8 runs November 18 to 20, with the first 2 days dedicated to a distributed play portion and an executive tabletop scheduled for the final day. Both sessions are based on a scenario designed to reflect real-world cybersecurity and physical threats, Ball said. The scenario includes climate change impacts, such as wildfires and heat domes, and attacks coinciding with a major world sporting event, an EISAC official told a NERC committee in September. Well over 15,000 participants from more than 370 organizations have signed up to participate in this year's exercise, Ball said, a significant increase from the 252 organizations that took part in GRID X7 in 2023. Ball called the growth a real testament to engagement by small and medium-sized utilities, which comprise 70% of the new participants. Canadian involvement is up from the last GRID X as well, Ball said, reflecting the interconnectedness between Canadian and U.S. operations. The CEO also emphasized the involvement of companies across the broad spectrum of interconnectedness with other critical infrastructure sectors, particularly natural gas, water, wastewater, and telecommunications. I think what's really important is cross-border engagement, not just in North America, but across industries, makes us even stronger, Bell said. That's going to be an aspect of this exercise, and it's really an important mission overall to ensure that reliability and resilience of the grid, and its significant ties into the grid security focus. Tim Coker, Deputy Director of the Department of Energy's Office of Cybersecurity, Energy Security and Emergency Response, echoed Bell's comments, saying that partnerships both within and beyond the energy sector are crucial to the work that we do to advance energy security and resilience across the board. Just in 2023, CESR sponsored or participated in 36 energy sector exercises across cyber, physical, and natural scenarios, Coker said. So we know that it takes all of us coming together, each with our own authorities on the government side and capabilities with our energy sector partners to prepare for and respond to the complex threats facing the sector today. Ultimately, GRID-X is not just an exercise, it's a national commitment to resilience. Along with the government shutdown, GRID-X 8 will also happen in the wake of significant changes to the critical infrastructure security picture, such as the expiration of the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act of 2015 on September 30th and the Trump administration's decision to terminate the Critical Infrastructure Partnership Advisory Council in March. Ball acknowledged that the EISAC had certainly tracked the end of CISA 2015, but the law's temporary expiration, it was renewed through January 30, 2026, as part of the continuing resolution signed by President Donald Trump on November 12, had caused no impact to the level of information sharing or design of the scenario. Edison International CEO Pedro Pizarro added that the administration had efforts underway to consider replacements for the information sharing protections in both CISA 2015 and SIPAC. Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association CEO Dwayne Hiley said that during a recent cyber incident, his organization had found that all those channels of communication with the EISAC and the federal government remained open throughout the shutdown. This is critical stuff, and it still works, Hiley said. So despite the termination of SIPAC, we still have means of being able to communicate those threats and share them,